You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. And that question is about the consequences of lying. In other words, we want to examine today, what are the consequences of lying? As you know, lying is a major sin in Islam. In some hadith, it's been narrated that it is the worst of sins. It is the key that opens all other sins. And so today, the question we want to pose today is, what are the consequences of lying? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the verses of the Holy Quran, which have been revealed regarding this subject, as well as the hadiths which have been passed down to us regarding this. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah does not guide someone who is a profligate, a liar. So one of the consequences of lying, based on this verse, is that a person who lies will not be guided to the straight path by God. In another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read this, He caused hypocrisy to ensue in their hearts until the day they will encounter Him, because of their going back on what they had promised Allah, and because of the lies they used to tell. So one of the consequences of lying is that it leads to hypocrisy taking root in the heart of a person. And this hypocrisy, it becomes so entrenched in the soul of the person that it continues with him until he meets God on the day of resurrection as a hypocrite. Another effect of lying, which is a worldly effect of lying, is that lying decreases the sustenance which has been allotted to a person. As you know, our sustenance, God is the sustainer, and He is the one who gives us sustenance. When we lie, our portion of sustenance is diminished and decreased. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lying decreases sustenance." Al-kidbu yanqusu rizq. Another consequence or outcome of lying is that lying leads to humiliation in this world and punishment in the hereafter. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the consequence of lying is humiliation in this world and punishment in the hereafter. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, lying leads to hypocrisy. So one of the effects of lying is that it leads to hypocrisy, which is a disease of the heart. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the consequences of lying in the light of the Quranic verses and hadith of the infallibles, alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.